Welcome back, daters. It's your boy, Jay Lamar here. And today we have a very, very special episode. We have our Talks With Him episode featuring the award-winning Archie J. But before we get into Archie, let me get into my co-host. Hey, co-host.
Hey, co-host. It's your favorite person. Nathan, what's up? How you doing, baby? You look good.
Thank you. Thank you. So let's get into our special guest, award-winning Archie J. Archie J, how are you feeling?
I feel really good. Thank y'all for having me on the first guest episode. I am excited, a little nervous.
Don't be nervous.
I'm on a date. I'm kind of nervous.
You shouldn't be nervous.
I'm on a date. I'm kind of nervous. No.
So let's get into who is Archie J.
Yeah.
So if you had to fill out a dating app profile,
okay,
what are maybe three or four things that would be in that dating app profile?
What would be in the dating app profile? I think, because you know, on dating apps, there's little prompts now.
Mm-hmm.
There's prompts.
Mm-hmm. And so you making it easy for the people.
Yes, because we need it. I think it would say, you know, dating me is like going with the flow, but I have an itinerary just in case.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know?
That's the Aries in them.
Preparation. Ooh, three things it would say. It would say that I'm here for a good time, not a long time. Because, you know, I will leave a party.
You will.
And not tell anybody.
Very early and disappear. Okay.
Archie, where you at? I'm at home.
In bed. And that, you know, I would click the monogamous button.
Monogamous but open into other stuff, monogamous. Okay.
Yeah.
I think we're gonna get into that type of conversation because you know, in our community,
yes, everybody's open.
A lot of people choose to be open.
Yes,
and I feel like there's a small percentage of people that are still choosing monogamy. But we're gonna get into that.
Mm.
So let's talk about your relationship status.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
Per Wikipedia.
Oh.
Archie J. Wilson is single.
Yeah.
Why do you think that you are single?
I mean, there's a myriad of reasons, honestly. There's a little bit of, you know, I put myself out there and I try, you know, when the time presents itself. I actually did something really funny this weekend.
We're listening.
I'll bring it back. But why am I still single? I think it's just I think that I'm looking for something that's a little bit more along the lines of traditional, which you mentioned, like in this society, in this city, everything is very much so, you know, I'm just vibes. Yeah. And I want something with a little bit more substance. Mm-hmm. And then per my experience, I have been, you know, in engagements that people did not know how to communicate.
Yeah,
I like the word engagement.
Well, it's not ring engagement. It's situation.
It's situation. I understood it. I got it.
I have been engaged.
There's a difference.
Three times? I like the word
multiple
engagement.
Multiple times. You know, I earned my rings.
Yeah, we don't hear about that.
You still got them? Okay, anyways.
I got one of them.
But yeah, so I think it's that, but then also I can be a little critical and I can be really extreme for people when it comes to just like how I deliver and show up. And so a lot of people don't know how to check in with that. But there's a plethora of reasons, you know, I can be a little picky, you know, I'm not everybody's cup of tea. So,
well, you are a lot of people cup of tea, man.
Really?
Them comments on that social media.
The awe is crazy because you see it.
You see it. So modest. So nice and so modest. I love it.
Right.
Oh, so what are you looking for right now, though?
Mm-hmm. What am I looking for right now? So let me tell you. Okay, can I bring this out?
Yeah,
show you now.
Pull it up.
So, we love a receipt and a prop. Mm-hmm.
Oh yes. Yeah, so
are you pulling up a person?
No. So I went out on the Friday, and I was in the venue.
Okay.
Really quick, really brief, as normal. And this person was engaging with me, and I was picking up the energy, and I was like, what is going on here? And I felt it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so then when I left, I had found their social media because I don't really play no games. And
I will let you read it.
I'll let you read it.
Okay.
Uh-huh. What does it say?
The message said.
What'd I say?
Read it loud and clear.
Archie said.
Yeah.
Archie.
This is how I talk.
I think you're really dope.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm actually intentional about being in space with someone who wants to grow towards a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
If that's not you, I respect it.
Mm-hmm.
But if so, let me know. Get home safe.
Oh, wow.
Said person responds.
Uh-huh.
Sorry for the late response.
Uh-huh.
Because he responded 12 hours later.
Yes. Exactly. I sent it at 2 a.m.
Yep. I was clipped.
Sorry for the late response. I think you're really dope as well. I'm open to getting to know you and seeing where it goes. I'm always open to the idea of a relationship. Mm-hmm. Here's my number. Shoot me a text.
Very grown. Ooh, very, very grown. But like
very direct.
Yes. Yes.
Very direct. Yeah,
but we get married in 3 months. I like that. I like that.
Not quite. Right
to the point. That was very direct.
No, but that's like how I communicate with people. And a lot of people be like, oh my God. Like, what the, you know, and so I like to alleviate all that weird stuff in the middle.
That would turn me on a little bit.
I think it would turn me on.
Turn me on a little bit.
But I read it the next morning. I was like, ooh, this sounds like a corporate email.
Aggressive, but
I like
that.
Corporate email.
I don't know if I would have received that email. Or I mean, that. That was an email. I don't know if I would have received that DM in a positive way. Mm-hmm. You know, I like directness, but like, I'm a Taurus.
Yeah.
So I'm already like, I'm hard and stern.
They love options.
Lord. Yeah, but to me, like, be a little bit softer. And got them. But be a little bit softer in your approach. Mm. But I do like that directness because you're telling me from jump.
Yeah.
This is what I want. If you don't want it, don't respond to my message.
Yeah.
That's how I would have responded. I would have looked at it like, dang, should I even respond?
Yeah.
But can I ask you a question?
Yes, yes.
Why is it that when you've seen him in said space, you didn't approach? Because we find a lot in our community. We go to parties. Yep. We go out.
Yeah.
People do not approach.
Yeah.
They would rather find you on social, find you on a dating app, and then say something. So where was your hesitation in actually speaking to that person?
There was no hesitation, to be honest. I will normally do that, and I have done that. This was just, I had a hard week, and so I had a little too many cocktails. Oh, and so it wasn't given that right now. Mm-hmm. It was just given, I'm glad I'm still standing.
So is that where you got the courage to write that message?
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, I would do that on just a.
So you were okay DB. Once you woke up that morning. You were okay with the message that you said.
Yeah, I said, I'm quite comical, but yeah.
So what's the message that's going on now? Because that was you know a while ago.
Yeah, let's talk about that. What happened with that?
Okay, well, this was 2 days ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
y'all still chatting or what's happening?
We're gonna go on a date tomorrow.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We love a 72-hour turnaround time.
See, intentional.
Intentional.
Yes.
Before we get into our next question, though, do you feel like maybe on dating apps and through the DMs, after how many conversations do you want to see that person in person?
Yeah. That gets on my nerves.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're on here or there, right? Whatever device you're on. I like to get to the point. Mm-hmm. When are we going to go on a runyon walk, a coffee, a tea, a lunch? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A venue, whatever it is, because I like to eliminate all this back and forth here and then twiddling of the thumbs to see if this is something that even deserves a twiddling of the thumbs and stopping my day between work or whatever to engage with this. So because we will talk on the phone. People talk on the phone or text or whatever for like 2 weeks and then you meet them and you hate them.
Yeah.
So how long is that duration? Are we talking like 3 days and we need to have something planned for the week, or how does that look like?
I'm so immediate, huh?
No, I like it. Personally, I'm
open to that. Yeah, I think once you get past, given people's situations and circumstances, if you get past 2 weeks and y'all still ain't made no plans,
something ain't right.
That's not happening.
That's clear. Yeah. That's not happening.
I agree. I think that for me,
I get it. People got work, family, but 2 weeks.
7 days after we exchange numbers.
Yeah.
So let's say we're on Instagram, you know, the DMs be popping. Mm. We will chat back and forth. But once I give you my number, I think you have 7 days to schedule something with me, or I have 7 days to schedule something with you to see if it's the vibe is there. I'm not texting you for 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
No.
And we're not making plans. What are we texting for?
Why?
I'm intentional about dating as well.
Yeah.
And also, I want to see how the vibe is in person. Because we all know on social media, people can present one way.
Yeah.
How are you in person? I like this 72-hour turnaround time.
Thank you so much.
Because by Tuesday, you'll know if you want to deal with him on Wednesday.
How about that?
I like that.
Wake that up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mr. Archie, I want to know, how are you finding people in LA today? What are you looking for if you are looking?
Okay, this is funny because I actually just had a conversation about this last night with my boys, actually.
Okay.
And they were like, where do you meet people, Archie? I said, like, where do you go? You know, to and I said, I don't. They just show up.
This is true.
What does that mean? Like in your DMs or like outside?
Sure, but I'm talking about like outside. If I go to something, somebody will just show up. I'm not like, oh, let me go to this country club or this bar, you know, or this Trunks. Like, I'm not doing none of that.
Yeah.
You do know you're a public figure, right?
Why you act like you're not somebody?
People don't just pop up. They know who you are.
And honestly, that's probably my fault. Because I'm a little gullible.
You are. The moment I post you on Instagram, I promise you, I get at least 10 people to say, oh, he's so fine.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
And I'm like, go to his...
Nobody say nothing to me, though.
Go to his DM. He would love to hear this. He would love to hear this. Yeah. You are a hot commodity, I feel like, in the streets. So
thank you.
You need
to acknowledge that. I appreciate that.
And you are a catch.
I feel like you're a lover boy, aren't you?
I am. Oh, my God. I'm sick of it.
Ooh, don't be mad about it.
I'll be mad at myself.
We need more lover boys. Everybody is so stringent and hard.
Oh, I'm such a lover boy. It's exhausting. Because so, you do it and then and then they leave. Like,
So people pop up for you. They just appear. They enter your DMs. What are some things that are attracting you to people? Like, what do you like?
What do I like? Mm-hmm. Ooh, long walks on the beach, which I do. But I really do. I really like the ocean. I think that it is... Kindness is really big. Somebody who is communicative. Yeah. Somebody who is really taking ownership over what they want and who they are. Mm. But then also being able to, you know, address things and call them out. A lot of people, you know, I was previously in a situation where I dated somebody and they would just like take on these different things and I wouldn't know about it until a month later. You know, and so being able to just like address that.
Communicate.
Yeah. And I think, you know, family oriented is really important for me. Somebody who is not addicted to drugs and substances is really important for me. Faith based, you know.
Okay.
Small waist. Are they that right?
Because
Archie loved the twinks.
Okay.
All our twinks out there.
I was going to go there. I want to know.
You are a twink chaser.
That's what I was going to say. I want to know about physicality. Because you just mentioned all this inner stuff.
I did.
Talk about what you like with your eyes.
Teeth. Straight teeth. White teeth. Nice, luscious lips. Uh-huh. Great dewy skin.
Ooh.
Across the melanin spectrum.
Okay. What about height-wise?
Oh, I don't care about that.
Really?
No. I'm 6'2 and a half. What I'm going to say? You got to be 6'4"? Don't want that. Also, I'm... Talking to people taller than me makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You love the, you do, when you say small waist, that is very much, you like small waist, 5'8", 5'9". You like
5'10". 5'10".
5'10". Yeah. Archie kind of likes to be daddy, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Am I lying?
Did you get turned on when he said that way?
I enjoy being in control.
So daddy. Like a father figure. I enjoy being a
father. So daddy.
Daddy Archie.
Okay, so now that we've talked about physicality, what you like internally, give me some red flags. What you hate.
Red flags? Halitosis. Bad breath.
Ooh.
Bad hygiene.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Somebody that's just don't have no manners.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I love that.
What I don't like, probably like face tattoos.
Oh.
I don't know where that came from, but I'm good on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. give me some more. What don't we like?
When you talked about, like, hygiene, do you like man musk in sex?
No. Ooh, no. Ooh,
my goodness.
In sex is crazy.
are you okay?
You know I hate you that.
Did you quit?
No. I just, it's disgusting.
Did you quit?
I like it. Don't know.
Okay. So for me, no. But first of all, I got to know you.
Okay.
Yeah. To be dealing with anybody's stank.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I feel like if you are involved in a way, I feel like a nice little hint of that is like, you know, like hot after the gym, but immediately go shower.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree with
that. I see this caption on Instagram now. Does Archie like man musk?
What's the answer? What'd I say?
It sounds to me like it depends on the situation.
So let me get a whiff and go home and go take a shower.
Yeah, let me lick and go. That's what it's giving.
Oh, yeah.
How long have you been single?
You know, somebody brought this up to me. I went on a date maybe 2 months ago and they asked this question and I said, like 8 years. 8 years.
Okay.
And then they said, you don't think that's scary? And I said, no, you don't think it's scary that you've been in two abusive relationships, that you don't know how to do X, Y, and Z and do, 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 do?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But, no, yeah, like 8 years. I mean, I've dated, clearly I've mentioned, mm-hmm. but nothing ever makes it to like I'm in a relationship. Okay. I was in a relationship in college for 2.5 years or so, and that's about it.
So the duration of your 20s have been spent just dating.
Yeah.
And loving on you.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of that growth and a lot of seeing what I actually do like and do not like. Okay. As I can be a very fast faller, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Lover boy.
Yeah.
get a little bit deep. Do you feel like being single, how do you feel like that has impacted your mental health?
It has really been a testament of my strength. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Outside of, you know, the fun, you know, Instagrammy stuff, I'm out here grinding and hustling and making things happen for myself as an isolated individual with like no family here, very close to my family. Mm-hmm. And so then I also don't have the intimacy of a partnership after all of this chaos is going on, from producing, from writing, from showing up to working corporate, to this event, to that event, to going through my own struggles.
Yeah.
I have to hug myself. Yeah. And so I think that has taught me, you know, just the resilience that I've been able to exude in this space, having to just go through it alone and being able to pull myself out of it.
Do you think that has made you more vulnerable in a way?
Has it made me more vulnerable? I've always been a vulnerable crier. I will talk about it. I will cry about it. I've always been vulnerable. I think that's just the nurturing of who I am. And then, you know, my mom's love, but I've always been vulnerable. But I think it has definitely... this has given me some type of like armor and shield.
Yeah.
And a little bit of, you know.
How do you tackle discussing mental health in a relationship, especially in a Black gay relationship?
Yeah.
Because of a lot of us have traumas. Yeah. When we entered into this lifestyle, you know, I'm not going to say we chose it. You know, I feel like it chose us in a lot of different instances because it's just who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of trauma attached to a lot of our stories in coming out.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of trauma in terms of dating for us as Black gay men.
Yeah.
So how do you kind of nurture that or deal with that in a relationship?
I think it's tricky just because we, you know, it's like Black people are not a monolith. The same for this culture. And so some of us have a little bit more love than the others. And some of us have, you know, two parents and some of us don't have any parents. And some of us went to therapy and some of us are just now hearing the word. And so I think you have to show up and present that conversation with care, of course.
Yes.
It varies depending on the person. But I think if there's two people in a dynamic, not even a relationship yet, who are open to being able to heal and grow and learn from this situation, whether that's 2 months or 2 years, I think that there's autonomy over that and there's value. And so I think presenting the conversation with care and honestly going from there.
Yeah. I think it's very important. I think that as Black men in general, that we discuss mental health with our friends and with our lovers.
Yeah.
And we also acknowledge that, you know, there are struggles happening to all of us in different capacities. And I think it is a very serious thing in love that I feel like I have a responsibility for my partner to make sure that mentally they're okay.
Yeah.
And I think that it's okay for us to talk about it. And I feel like a lot of people are scared to talk about it in relationships and in friendships.
Yeah. I was going
to
say, like, you have to be able to name it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's big.
You know, you have to be able to name it for yourself. I don't feel good today because of X.
Yes.
And then be vulnerable enough to then open that up to whoever is there with you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, it could be hard for you and a partner, but it could also be, you know, more so hard for you to communicate that with your siblings.
Yeah.
And so you have to be able to, you know, maneuver through that for yourself. Yeah. But you have to, I mean, what they say, what's the first step? Acknowledging it?
Acknowledging it.
You got to say it.
Yeah. Do y'all, I know a lot of people kind of laugh at this. I see it all over Twitter and stuff when people say like, good morning, King. How you feeling, King?
Yes.
You know, Do y'all realize, or how do y'all view those type of messages when you're dating and somebody sends you like a morning affirmation or they check in on you in the morning? Like, how meaningful is that to you as a single person and dating? But I'm asking both.
Well, for me, I enjoy that. I just think it's great. I think, you know, when you say something, you text somebody in the morning like that, it gets you started. It makes me feel like you were intentional about reaching out to me.
Yeah.
But that's also that has to be consistent for me. It's not just sporadic. Like Monday you text me, then Friday, you know, because then for me, I think you're just wasting your time.
Well, I think you lose the authenticity.
Yes.
If you're texting me Monday, Thursday, Sunday, and you ask me, how are you? I don't feel like it's genuine than every
day. It also feels very unstable.
Yeah. Yes.
And
yes.
that is what I don't, like, it's given, you know, sporadic. Yeah. I'm not a fan of that. Like, you ask the question, I love that. Mm-hmm. I really do. It makes me feel like you're present, but also, you know, I'm a bit critical. Don't text me that same damn thing every damn day. Okay? Change it up. Get creative. Don't just keep saying good morning.
Ask an emoji.
Oh my God.
Well, give me a call.
I'm bored already. Week one.
Yeah, give me a call to say good morning.
Oh, you prefer a morning call?
Yeah, why not? Hey, what's
that,
up?
I think that's a great topic. Like, do you prefer morning calls or morning text?
Everybody ain't gonna call you every morning, but it's nice.
You know, for me, I think I like a morning text. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love a good morning text, you know, wishing you a great day. You know, hit me up once you get your day started. Because for me, my morning routine, I deal with people all day long. Mm-hmm. So that 10, 15 minutes in the morning when I wake up and I just manifest my day, I kind of like that alone time.
Yeah.
And then I'll call you once I have my coffee, or I'll call you once I got the shower.
So why you get mad when I call you in the morning?
What do I always tell you? Our friendship does not start until what?
It started until noon.
My friendship does not start until noon.
You just say you don't want no calls?
Yeah, that's why. And you call him.
And like 7 o'clock in the morning, I'll be on the treadmill.
All right, Kris Jenner.
So what do you think is a pet peeve or something that bothers you on a first date?
It's the giggle for me.
Yeah. What bothers you
so
on a first date?
So much stuff bothers me. Mm-hmm. You know, and I said this off mic. Like, I just think of stuff and I'd be like, don't like it. But when somebody asks me, I'm like, what do I not like? I think being late, number one for me. You're immediately clicking down.
I be late and I be trying on
late. Everybody I know is late.
Mm, I'm late, but you know, I be late, but you be late.
Yeah.
With a capital L.
You would I be working on
you be late on a date, like a first date?
Yes. Let me take grace. This is how I know if you're right for me. If you're giving me grace.
How much grace? 5 minutes or
7 minutes?
30 minutes grace.
No.
Every time.
Every day. I've been like 5 minutes, 7 minutes late for a date.
Okay.
That's it. I will not go over that. I think that's rude. Like, but 5 minutes is like me walking from, I get there on time, but like ballet, Uber, walking into the restaurant, checking my, you know, make sure I'm cute, walking in. So, but give me 5 minutes.
Over 15 is crazy.
Okay. That's ridiculous. That's not fair.
Yeah.
Having somebody wait that long. About somebody's
time. The reservation is kind of over. What they say, that little 15 minute?
I tend to make reservations. I will tell you the reservation is at 8 and it's really at 8:15, 8:30.
Yeah.
Just because I know I'm going to run a couple of minutes late. And then also, I do like the
Black people.
I think the excitement of like walking in.
Black people.
Walking in and he's like right there. I don't know. It's my fairy tale. It's in my head.
Oh, you never want to be waiting for a man. That's what you're saying.
Is this lie? All right. Before we play our big dating wheel game, Archie, one last question.
All right.
You are dating somebody for 3 months.
Uh-huh.
How many times in a week do you see this person?
I've had to learn this the hard way.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I really did. Because I'm such a... I used to watch Tamar and Vince, and she'd be like, we Velcro.
Oh, so you're a smotherer.
Oh, I was. And so it was like this.
I can see that.
But that is not healthy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm learning things. But, so I think now, because I've gotten to a point, I dated somebody last year.
Okay.
And it had balance. It was like 2 or 3 times a week, because we live in the same city, 15, 20 minutes. So like, 2 or 3 times. But previously to that, it was like every day.
Wow, 7 days. That's a lot.
Was that balance created because of you, or was that that person's boundary?
It was a little bit of both.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think, to me, reasonably, a week, like 3 to 4. And like, those don't have to be dates. Those could be like cuddle sessions, or we go have coffee, or go on a hike.
And you said you're dating 3 months now.
Yeah, we're dating 3 months. Okay. So it doesn't have to be like a date, like 3 or 4 dates in a week, but a scene, like one date in a week, and probably like the other time we
just... I'm going to go 2 or 3.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go 2 to 3.
Yeah.
Cause I think for me, I think I more so look forward to seeing somebody like after my day is wrapped. And my day's on wrap till like 9 or 10.
Yeah.
So like
PM?
You,
damn.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Well, I'm
who
a boss.
To see you at 10 p.m. at night?
Who not?
Unless you busting it open.
What's who going not? On? I don't bust it open. But since you brought up busting it open.
You don't bust it open?
How do you feel? Now,
Hold on. You don't bust it open. You said on my podcast that you had a...
Referring to your podcast?
Your year number was about...
We have to refer to your award-winning podcast.
You said 2 people a month.
Andy, play the tape. Hold the
tape. How do you feel about sex on the first date? Yes or no?
How do I feel about it? It depends on y'all. Personally, it's not for me. Just because I'm a germaphobe. Where was you yesterday? But you know, you gotta let the energy. Wow. You gotta let the energy do what it needs to do.
Oh,
you know how good do you clean? We talked about hygiene. I just met you.
You don't know.
You know, but sometimes you can get the energy from the presentation and the communication. Very much so. So go off, but also go home.
Not go off or go home.
So, yeah, so Archie, you don't strike me as a person who would be in heat automatically, like when you during the date.
In heat?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Just like, you know.
Oh, like sex?
Yeah, just no. Like that wouldn't
it's
be
not,
something.
It's, not,
yeah.
It's very rare. No. Okay. I have anxiety.
I've been knowing him quite some time. Yeah. He has his heat moments.
Mm-hmm. I think that's interesting.
Yeah, not on the first date.
Not on the first date.
But yeah, like.
We've been at some parties before, Archie be like, oh.
Uh-huh. But that's not no date. That's a party.
That's
a party.
That's different, right?
Cocktails.
He would sleep with him after a party.
I never said that. Hold up.
Let's get into our dating wheel game. Yes. We're going to ask
I'm
that you.
I'm excited. Yeah.
You're the first person to spin the wheel, so go ahead and spin the wheel and pick your question off of the wheel.
I feel like Vanna White.
Where
the red at, baby?
Ooh. Yes.
All right. And I got to just...
Oh. Match it.
Yes. Okay. What does it say?
All right. When should you discuss sexual positions? First conversation, first month, or first date?
I like that.
This is for me?
This is for you?
Come on. When will you discuss those sexual positions?
When... You know, I try not to be so coach, you know, so, mm-hmm. so you know, aggressive. So I would say the first... just says first conversation, first month, or first date. I would say first date. Because first conversation can be on a text, right?
It could.
Yeah, so.
Are sexual positions important to you?
Are they important?
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody should play a role.
Period. And be good at that role?
That is the perfect answer.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like in answering that question, I feel like the conversation should happen. I would say I wouldn't mind it within the first conversation. Uh-huh. Because I feel like it's going to determine whether, for a lot of people, sexual position is like the top three
it is.
In what you look for.
It is.
And if you don't fulfill that role, if I can't fill that role for you, we shouldn't be talking. That's
you know
pretend.
What I'm saying?
Right. I always say, I'm telling you what I'm doing and you can decide if you want to participate.
What are you doing?
A lot.
Spin the wheel.
A lot?
Ooh.
All right. Oof, my bad.
Ooh, another one. Come on.
All right. If you had sex with your best friend in the past, would you tell your partner?
Mm. Ooh.
No.
You wouldn't?
Expound on that.
Yeah.
Like marriage?
Yeah.
Oh, then probably, yeah. Yeah.
But if you were dating somebody for like a year and they met your best friend and you wouldn't tell them that you had sex with your best friend?
I don't have sex with my friends. But I think that you should have an open and honest relationship with your partner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Y'all be fucking y'all's friends?
I don't have sex with my friends. Okay. I make that very, very clear.
Yes.
Uh-huh. However, like, if I had to put myself in that scenario, I think I would tell my partner, like, I had sex with my friends years ago.
Because you never want to know, you never want your partner to feel like somebody else got dirt.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
On you, yeah.
That's crazy. Don't set me up for failure, because then I'm going to beat your ass. Okay?
I think the question is a bit black and white. I don't think it's that black and white. I think this gray area,
yeah.
You know, it's a lot of nuance in it. So,
nuance. I mean, yes. That's a good word.
Last spin.
Yeah, Steve, yeah.
Woo! Let's see.
This is green.
Come on.
Ooh. Let's see.
A lot of text on these little cards.
Don't do us, Archie. Come on.
Would you ask someone you are dating their body count? Would you feel comfortable giving them your body count? Would I ask them? Absolutely.
Really? You would?
I'm invasive. Yes.
Okay. As if you say it like that, that's fine. Then.
But what if they don't know their body count?
Like you?
Yeah.
What? Like, you is crazy. Oh, my God.
That is really crazy. Yeah. Can we take that out the edits? Okay.
Keep it in the
tape. I know my body count.
You do?
Yeah. This year. Okay. Yeah.
It's March.
Oh, okay. I'm at one. Where are you?
You had one?
Yeah.
One is crazy.
Shocking.
Great.
One is crazy.
Great.
We didn't answer the question, so he said yes.
Boom. Would you ask someone that? Yeah, I would.
Okay.
Yeah. And when I would feel comfortable giving you mine? Yeah.
Wow. What is yours?
Hmm? Yeah.
What is yours?
What's yours?
Now that's crazy. This is
how do you keep track of your body count?
Oh, because I don't like Excel I don't do much. Do you count like a little fellatio oral transaction as Trina Braxton?
You know, anytime that you ejaculate, it goes on the list.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel like anytime you come, it goes on the list.
You say no.
I don't count every bad sex experience. But I'm
Do you
honest.
Count every sloppy toppy you give?
Excuse me?
Or
is that considered? But like,
you
count that as sex?
I count penetration as sex.
Yeah.
Head is not sex.
Head is not sex. Yeah. Booty licking is not sex.
Yes. I love booty licking.
That was like you said it several times in your podcast.
He is a muncher. Mark J. the Muncher. So, what were you saying about body count? Do you think?
For me, you know how I feel about the body count. Your body count restarts every new year and every shower.
What? So, is that Chinese New Year? Every shower?
Every shower.
Every shower is crazy.
I mean, yeah. I'm not
You're single?
That. Yeah.
How long you been single?
A long time, longer than you.
Yeah, like 20 years?
Probably, yeah.
You never been in a relationship?
Mm-mm.
And you 20 years old, and you never been in a relationship?
I'm 20 years
old. So, Archie, you can have him on your podcast to discuss.
Okay, keep up really getting my business just now. Wait a minute.
All right, Archie, as we close out,
yeah,
we want to continue to ask our guests, if you had to give one dating tip, what would it be?
I love that.
I would say just be clear and know what you want. If it is the open... If it is a little bit more closed, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just be clear what you want and don't, you know, play games with people's, like, minds and hearts. And just show up as yourself because your person will find you and you will find them.
That sounds good. Absolutely. Well, Archie J, thank you so much for, you know, breaking the seal.
I'm gonna do it every time.
Yes, and being our first. Yes, and being our first guest. We really appreciate you. To all the daters out there, where can they find you?
Mm. Oh, I don't know about that now. I don't know about that. You know, I'm Archie J Speaks everywhere. Archie J Speaks live on TikTok, archiej.com. Archie J, you know, my name
What's
is...
What's your Jack profile name so they can find you on there,
too? Ooh! I'm not... So I will tell you, how many dating apps are you on? I'm only on one. And it's on pause.
It's on pause.
Yeah.
Oh, you deactivated your page?
The Hinge. Yeah, it's on the pause. Okay. Yes. It's all silly.
You know what? We might have Archie back for like a part two.
We want a part two with you.
We want a part two with you, Archie.
Yeah. People always love it for me to come back.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Well, thank y'all so much for listening to...
Thank you all.
On a Date Kinda Nervous.
Congratulations, y'all.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Thank you. All right. We'll see y'all soon. Take care, daters.
Bye-bye.